And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 22nd of August, 2015. It's the birthday of Ray Bradbury, born Waukegan, Illinois, who on his 80th birthday said, "The great fun in my life has been getting up every morning and rushing to the typewriter because some new idea has hit me. The feeling I have every day is very much the same as it was when I was 12. It's the birthday of Dorothy Parker, born Dorothy Rothschild, Long Branch, New Jersey, 1893. Her mother died when she was young. Her father married a devout Catholic woman who Dorothy Parker despised. She dropped out of high school when she was 14. After the stepmother died and then her father died, Dorothy Parker wasn't sure what to do. She played piano at a dance academy. She tried writing light verse, sold a poem to Vanity Fair. Editor liked her. She became the drama critic there, wrote poems and stories. Robert Benchley, Robert Sherwood, two of her colleagues, the three of them started the Algonquin Roundtable. She wrote book reviews for The New Yorker. In 1934, she married her second husband, Alan Campbell. They moved to Hollywood and became screenwriters, successful ones. The two of them nominated for the Academy Award for the film A Star is Born. She became active in politics, labor unions, Spanish Civil War. She was put on the Hollywood blacklist in 1949 and stopped writing much at all. And toward the end of her life, she said of the Algonquin Roundtable members, "There were no giants, just a lot of people telling jokes and telling each other how good they were, just a bunch of loudmouths showing off. There was no truth in anything they said. It was the terrible day of the wisecrack, so there didn't have to be any truth." Here's a poem for today by Paul Hostofsky entitled Rebound Banjo. She left him for her ex, who played the five-string banjo in a bluegrass band, and whom she left for him, and not 3 months before, for a short, sweet-smelling spring, wound him like a string around the tuning peg of her index, touched him, and he stiffened, and he sang, and he broke down and wept when she went back to her banjo-playing ex, like a second thought about a second fiddle, a repeating chorus or refrain. So he went out west to forget her, but he couldn't forget. He saw her everywhere, saw her hands in the hands of strangers, saw her hair on the heads of strangers, saw her breasts in the shapes of the Grand Tetons high against the big Wyoming sky at twilight. And on a side street in Jackson, he saw it in the window of the pawn shop, its slender neck adorned with mother-of-pearl inlay, its fifth tuning peg indented like a new paragraph, a new chapter, its pale full moon face a blank slate, and he bought it for $50, which included the case, capo, strap, three finger picks, and a Mel Bay's Learn to Play the Five-String Banjo book. He was motivated to win her back, of course, and of course he didn't win her back, but he did learn to play in a frailing way Cripple Creek and Old Joe Clark and Sail Away, Ladies, Sail Away. A poem by Paul Hostofsky, Rebound Banjo, from his collection The Bad Guys, published by Future Cycle Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. And by Progressive Insurance, with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.